for any advertisers.
The following presentation is controversial and may be offensive to some audiences. Viewer discretion is advised.
All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation.
Time now for another visit with Mr. Knowledge.
Hello, everyone. This is Mr. Knowledge, and I know everything. And today I have a letter from little Charlie McKinney over at Morningview Elementary. And Charlie writes, "Dear Mr. Knowledge, have you ever invented a time machine?" Well, yes, Charlie, I have. And as a matter of fact, I was just going to give a demonstration of how my time machine works by bringing someone back here from 5 minutes in the future. So here we go. We're going to push the button. And here I am. How are you? I'm okay. How are you? Pretty good. That time machine works okay. Yes, it does. Oops. I accidentally pushed the button. Who are you? I'm you from 10 minutes in the future. Really? Yes. How about that? Hey, be careful. You're close to that button again. Uh-oh. It's just you from 15 minutes in the future. Wow. This is very interesting. Isn't it, though? Gee, I wonder if we set it for, like, I don't know, 1,000 years in the future. That would be cool. Well, give it a try. Yeah, push the button. Well, Charlie McKinney over at Morningview Elementary, let this be a lesson for you. Yeah, Charlie, don't mess around with the time machine. Oh, my goodness.
Join us again next time for another visit with Mr. Knowledge.
Maybe we should go back 5 minutes and make sure none of this ever happens.
Yeah, good idea.
I think you should do that. Whoa, that was weird. Almost like deja vu. Well, little Charlie McKinney from Morningview Elementary, let me get on with that demonstration of my time machine for you.
From the luxurious studios of Blue Water Broadcasting at 4101 Wall Street, Montgomery's radio mecca, it's the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. It's 60 minutes of fun, frivolity, and some fine financial advice. You can call David Ernest right now at 272-9228. That's 272-9228.
Here's a guy who when he puts his contacts in, he can see better. Ah.
It's David Ernest.
There he is right there, folks. And just let me tell you that no time travelers were injured during the opening of the program there. How about that?
Yeah, it's like the thing on Star Trek where they beam you up and everything. Yeah, in one piece.
Well, you know, we were talking about this before we did it. I just remember a movie from when I was a kid called The Time Travelers, and they went forward in time.
Uh-huh.
And then they found a way back, but they got back before they left.
That's
so everything started happening again. It was just one of the cliffhangers. Yeah. That's my homage there.
But I have a time machine.
You do?
Yes.
Well, I better find it.
I have been telling everybody about it.
I better find the sound effects for it over here while you talk about it.
Yes. We have. I've been telling everybody we have a time machine, and it works really, really, really good. And I'll get into it in just a moment. So just hang on there. But I think Ken Fisher would love to have a time machine and go back in time. Why? Because his time is just about done. If you look at the headlines now, Ken Fisher is really a pervert.
A what?
A pervert.
No.
He's turned into a pervert, and it's obvious that his brain doesn't work right anyway.
Okay.
Because he can't add. He doesn't understand that good things that protect you are things that people need. But on top of that, he's losing business. He lost $600 million just the other day.
How do you lose $600 million?
Well, that's what I'd like to know.
I know Hillary Clinton did that. Did she?
I think he's trying to contact us and get our time machine so he can go back in time and fix all these things. But I'm not going to let him have
it. Let's see what happens here if we have
Go right ahead.
This is... Yeah, that's kind of time machine-y like.
If he calls on the phone, don't let him.
Okay, here we are. Where are we now?
We are approximately 1929.
Oh.
Yes.
That was the big, the Great Depression.
Right before the stock market crashes.
Yeah.
And someone is looking for a way to make it where they wouldn't lose all their assets, because I think some of those people were trying to jump out of somewhere.
Yeah, they were jumping out of windows and everything.
Yes, because it was really bad. So, you know what? Let's go a little further into the future.
Okay.
Let's go on up there. Ooh, hey, this is the 1940s. We're really roaring now. But this is not the roaring 20s. This is the roaring 40s.
Yeah.
And, a lot of little babies are being born. What's going on, Rusty?
Well, I can tell you what went on.
Lord have mercy.
This would be the...
I'm not going to say going on around here. Hey.
The baby boomers, maybe, or is that later? The
baby bloomers, yes.
I guess so.
All right, let's go a little further in the future. Come on, let's go.
Let me get to the machine button here. There we go.
Yeah, let's go a little further.
Ooh, how about that?
Oh, hey, here we are in the 1960s.
Yeah.
Everything's looking good. Oh, you know, we're really roaring here, and everybody's happy. Everybody's got flowers in their hair. And
hey, it's a bunch of hippies.
Oh, that's it. That's what it was. Hey, what's those naked people doing out there on the... they can't do that. Get them out of here.
Maybe we better go away from the naked people here.
All right, let's get into the 70s.
Uh-huh. Here we go.
Hey, wait a minute. What's these people doing in gas lines out here? They just, all these cars piled up and they can't go nowhere.
That's probably the same naked people that's trying to get gas. It's probably the energy crisis.
Oh, yeah, this must be 1973 and 4.
Yeah.
This is when Nixon said, "I am not a crook."
Yes, you gotta, now, when you do that, you got to have your hands up like
I am not a crook.
With the peace sign.
Yes,
I am not a crook.
Yes, that's right.
That's him.
Yes, I believe that. Well, let's go a little further.
Yeah.
Woo. Ooh, this is fun. Oh, man.
That's a better sound effect than I had in a bit.
Hey, this is 1980. Hey, what are all these people with pots on their heads? Duvos and all that, Devos or something, whatever. I don't know. This is crazy stuff here. These people don't know how to sing music. This music is not right.
You don't like Devo?
I like Devo.
I'm sorry. I'm over here working on the time machine as we speak.
Yes, right? Okay. Let's go a little further into the future. Okay. That music's... a little bit further.
We're running out of gas there. There we go.
Oh, we don't want to run out. We have another gas crisis in there?
Well, we're good here.
All right.
Where are we now?
Oh, this is 1987, and all those people are running and screaming. What is that? The stock market's falling.
Oh, no, not
1987?
That.
Oh, man. Let's get out of here. I don't like it when that stock market's falling. Go a little bit further. Oh, here we are, okay. 2001.
Uh-huh. Hey,
same thing's going on, though, Rusty. There's somebody pulling their hair out over there.
Let's keep moving.
Keep going. All right, let's just get out of here. We got to get in some good times here. Okay, here we go. Yes, there it is, 2007 and 8. They still don't look too happy.
Yeah.
Oh, man, let's go a little further.
Okay.
Here we are. Oh, there's a lot of people running around. There's one person that's got silicone in their face, and it looks like it's going to crack. They're unhappy. Somebody by the name of Trump has won the election.
Yes.
Oh, man.
Yeah, we finally got to some good times here.
Yeah, we got some good times, but there's a lot of sad, sad stories going on out there. They didn't like that. No. The stock market's booming.
Yeah.
Everybody's having a good time. But there's a lot of people that want to be downers. They're Debbie Downers.
No, not Debbie Downer.
Yeah, okay. It's what it looks like to me. We're hanging around here. What's going to happen after this?
I don't know.
The question. I'm afraid to push the button again.
Well, we got to get back to the present, you know.
Okay, we'll do it.
Okay, here we are. Back where we're supposed
2019.
We can't go any further forward because we'd be coming from the past and we could mess up the timeline.
I think they call that, what is it when you're in, there's a problem.
A paradox.
Paradox, yeah, we don't want to do that. No. But here's the thing. I do have a product that if the market goes down, all those people we saw that were crying and jumping out of buildings in 29 and everything, I've got a product that if the market goes down, you don't have to get sad. You just get real glad because you pick back up and you stay on the high side. And when it gets going again, you pick back up again and you start going back up again, but you never go down. How's that one?
I tell you what.
That's a good time machine.
That's worth traveling through time right there.
There you go. Time is a it can be very, very, very interesting. You know, I do a lot of reading about it. Mm-hmm. The quantum of time, quantum mechanics, quantum theory. You can be in 2 places, 10 places, 16 places.
That's the theory.
1,000 places.
That's the theory of the parallel universe, or the
they use the fact that photons and waveform can, in other words, the electrons can move in a wave, or they can move in a particle form, and they can be either or, they can be both, they can be 2 or 3 different places one time. Quantum computers are coming. All these different things are coming. But you know what?
What?
We already have a way to have your cake and eat it too. In other words, you could be somewhere where you need to be at the right time, mm-hmm. and then when it goes bad, you can switch over to the waveform of good times, and everybody else is sitting over there in the particle times, and they're crying and they spilt milk. But listen, our milk never spills.
No.
We have a good time. The reason why I'm trying to use all these examples is the fact that we don't really need a time machine. We got a product that won't let you down. It won't let you down.
And if your protons and photons or whatever they were aren't moving in the right direction, this has got you back.
And you won't feel down. You won't feel depressed. And when you're about to retire, if you can really, really, really feel good about it, you know, your time, no, you don't need a time machine. Your time's good time. That's what we want. We want good times.
There you go.
All the times.
The only real machine you need is your telephone, so that you can call David Ernest. You can call him right now, speak to him live on the air at 272-9228, or you can call his office number and make an appointment. No obligation.
That's
does
right.
not cost a thin dime. And you can go by and see him and talk to him, and he'll really give you some good information. He might even let you see that time machine we've been talking about.
Well, I already see something in the future. I can see it.
Yeah?
Somebody's eating a pizza.
Oh, that would be somebody who calls in tonight.
Yeah.
Because we take down everybody's name that calls in, and the first two that we pick out at the end of the program, they get a free pizza from Folcarelli's Pizza.
I can see somebody about to call right
yes.
now at 272-9228
uh-huh.
and ask a question about the time machine product, or anything you want to ask a question about it, as long as it's, you know, kind of sort of about what we want to talk about,
yeah.
financial stuff and stuff like that, your future. Because we want to talk about the future. We know the past. We know all those things we talked about. And that's why we could say all of those things. But what does the future hold? Elizabeth Warren wants it to hold your dough.
She wants to take your money from you.
She wants to tax your pension, your 401ks. I was watching Fox, and then occasionally I'll switch over to CNN. Today, they were asking questions about, what do you feel about Elizabeth Warren's plans to tax your retirement? She sits there and says, hey, I'm not going to tax anybody that's not got lots of money. And then they asked Bernie, they say, what do you think about billionaires? And he says, they shouldn't be any. In other words, he thinks the money needs to be taken away from them.
I know.
And then you got these liberals like Bill Gates and his friend there, Warren Buffett. They're liberal, and the liberals want to take their money. Does that even make sense to you?
No, it does not.
It doesn't
make
add
sense.
Up. Does it?
Everybody wishes they had more money. And you look at a billionaire and you think, yeah, that guy over there. But you know, he worked. He got that money. That's his. You know, you got that same option.
But when the middle class needs to keep their money worse than anybody,
mm-hmm.
the poor folks, they don't have any money. They're going to run off the government anyway. It doesn't matter about them. They're going to be took care of off of our dime, off of everybody's dime. But do you really want to tax the middle class to have all these things? They brought it up. They said, hey, the things that you want to do, Elizabeth Warren and Bernie and him, that's going to cost more money than the whole budget itself costs now.
Okay. Say I'm, I got like $8, $10 billion. And I made that money off of the handles that they make for toilet plungers. That's my that was my business, and I amassed a fortune of $8, $10, $12 billion. I got thousands of people working for me.
Yes,
and I got companies all over the country, and I'm trying to do right and keep it here in America so it helps out over here.
Right,
and some of these yahoos get in there and they want to put all the tax burden on me. Well, you know what I'm gonna do?
You're going to flush it.
I'm going to flush it. I'm going to sell my business. I'm going to take my $8, $10, $12 billion. I'm going to move to Haiti or someplace quiet.
All right.
And I'll live down there. And
the rich people know what to do.
Yes.
I don't talk about the rich people very much because I don't deal with a lot of super wealthy people. They all have got their money hid somewhere. Like, okay, I just happen to know this because I read. There's a country down in the Caribbean, and I'm not going to mention the name of the country because I don't want to be accused of giving out advice for this, but this particular country, you can take all your assets and put in that country, and the United States could be wanting the money or judgments and all these things, or, you know, I mean, I don't know about the United States, but judgments and all these people trying to get your money, and they can't get in the court system for 10 years. And right before the 10 years is up, they take the money and move. Listen, the rich don't have a problem. They move around, and they don't have to lie. They tell them where the money is. That's the biggest problem is when you tell the government or somebody that you don't have the money there. You understand?
Right.
But these countries have different laws, different rules, and the way they, you know, allow you to take the money out of the country.
Uh-huh.
So, essentially, the rich people don't have the problems that us, the middle class, have. The middle class, we can't pick up our toys and go play somewhere in another country. We can't pick up our toys and go somewhere and play a different game. We can't say, hey, we don't want Medicare for all. If Medicare for all is pushed on top of all of us and we got to pay for it, we're screwed.
Oh, yes.
We can't leave. You know, you could leave, but it really wouldn't help you that much. But the problem is that if they start taxing our portfolios, our 401ks, our IRAs, our pensions, it's not going to be a pretty sight. The thing, it will go down. It'll crash. And Elizabeth Warren, she can't figure that out. So that's the reason why as you approach age 55 plus, you know, somewhere in that range, I talk to people about conserving what they have. Let's still use the stock market in a safe mode way. Let's fix it where it'll still be there in a rainy day. You don't get washed away. And, you know, it's a big thing. And taxes are a big thing, too. You know, because you got to control those taxes. The two biggest things that can wipe you out is taxes and the market. Those two things can just wipe out and ruin a good day. You know?
Yeah.
Because then you don't have any hay.
Yeah, when you're having a good day, you don't want something to ruin it. And I'll tell you something else that will not ruin a day. It will probably make it better. And that's pizza from Folcarelli's Pizza.
Now,
the way you get that is you sit there for a minute and you think about a question. Everybody's got a question about their finances and or their retirement. So you sit there and you think up your question. Then you grab the phone and call us here at 272-9228. Talk to David. Ask your question. We'll put your name and number down. And at the end of the program, we'll draw a name from everybody who called in. The first two we draw out, they get a free pizza from Folcarelli's. And the rest of everybody that calls gets 25% off when they go in. And I wanted to say something else, too, while we were doing this. We are looking for an intern.
Right.
Now, I know a lot of schools do things, you know, like audio-visual programs and stuff, and they give you credit for doing these kinds of things. Well, it's sometimes we do the full week of shows. Sometimes we might be off a night. Things come up we have to go to and everything. But it's going to be 3 to 5 hours a week right here at the radio station at Blue Water Broadcasting. You come in, you answer the phones, and we may run you down to the cookie machine once in a while. You fill in here while I catch
the phone. Yeah, the cookie machine, that sounds good. So really what you're going to be doing, you're going to be doing what he's doing right now, trying to answer the phone, and then going and get some cookies and bringing them to us so that we can snack in between you answering the phone. So essentially, we would love for people to ask questions, you know, You learned a lot of things when people ask questions, because if you have a problem, if you have a problem or if you have a question, there's no dumb question. You know, you really need to know the answers to the future. We don't really have a time machine to take us into the future and discover what we need to do.
You are not going to believe who's on the phone.
Who's on the phone?
It's Miss Daisy.
Miss Daisy.
Miss Daisy, she has been a caller around talk radio for a day or two, and she's got it going on. She's got a lot of knowledge.
All right.
But she heard you.
I have retired from teaching. Well, since I retired, 94, I don't have all that much knowledge. This is not Mr. Dan.
This is David Ernest. He's a financial guy.
Oh, all right. You know, I was walking through. I was on the way to the kitchen, but I had the station on, of course. And I said, I know I'm going to have to add this conversation. You know what really bothers me? Now, I'm 89 years old. I taught school for 36 years in Fairfax, Virginia. The tax that we seniors have to pay, federal tax, it does not make any sense at all. Now, you can believe this or not. My husband passed 3 years ago, we paid $5,000 in federal tax.
Wow.
Okay. 2 years ago, I was all alone. I paid $3,000. Why do we seniors have to pay this kind of type of money every year?
That's a good question, and that's exactly where I'm coming from, Miss Daisy. We've got enough problems as it is for our seniors to have to survive on the limited income sources they have. And that's the reason why I try to warn the young people all the time about where to put the money, how to put the money, so that they won't have those problems so bad, because these problems are going to get worse. All you got to do is turn on your television, go to CNN, and you see a bunch of...
Yahoos,
yes, that's good. Yahoos up there talking about what they're going to do with your money.
It doesn't make any sense. I apologize interrupting, but it doesn't make any sense at all. It doesn't make any sense. I say, here, I'm almost 90 years old. I'm paying all this money. And everything you purchase, you're paying tax. You're giving tax. I tell you, it really bothers me. Now, Fairfax, you know, we pay tax, but at least you get something from your money.
That's right.
The only free thing you get here, in case you're ill and you need to call 911. Now, they don't charge you, you know, not the ambulance, but the fire department. That's the reason I'm always making some type of food or whatever to those folks, because they're the only free people here in the city.
Yes.
Now, I'm not criticizing my mayor now. I don't want nobody to say anything about Mayor Strange now. He's one of my... perfect person. He's not perfect, but, you know, I think he's been an excellent mayor.
Well, right. Miss Daisy, what do you think about our new mayor?
Well, I don't know too much about him.
Yeah, time will tell, I guess, okay?
I'm just going to come out and tell you. I voted for Mr. Wood.
Really? Wow. How about that?
Well, I did, because I said, I want to see what he's going to do.
Yeah.
I'm not Democrat or Republican. I'm independent.
There you go. You voted.
I look at a person, and I said, I really did. I voted for Mr. Wood. I don't care who knows it like you. You know, you spend your own money, you take care of your own self, you knew what you wanted to do, right?
Yes, right.
Well, Miss Daisy, I'm not going to hold you, and I appreciate you taking my call.
We appreciate you interjecting all that good information. We totally agree with you 100,000%.
All right. Okay, now Mayor Strange gets jealous now. He's the number one son, he claimed, and Judge McKinney said he's number two. But Judge McKinney said, no, Mom, I found you first. I'm number one. Now, you can be number three. What about that?
Okay.
Whoa, how about that?
That's high up the ladder.
All right. Thank you, Miss Daisy. Call us back anytime.
Okay, sweetie.
All right.
Idea.
Thank you so much. Bless her heart. She's 89.
That's wonderful.
And just as wide open as you can get.
That is fantastic that she is so up on top of things. And she's asking some really good questions. I mean, if you're 89 years old,
mm-hmm.
why are you even taxed anyway? I mean, how fair is that? You work all your life, and you save, and you have all the, you know, what retirement you have. and they're still trying to rob you blind, and now they're talking about, you know, going to Medicare for all and all these things. You know, I fully believe in Medicare when you get older. I don't have a problem with it.
Right.
But Medicare for all these people that are working and they got these pensions and they've got, you know, they can pay for good insurance through their jobs. You know, I am not talking about Obamacare. Obamacare, as far as I'm concerned, is a failure, a disaster. It caused a problem.
Mm-hmm.
And there's things that can be done.
You know, it's the only thing that's ever been implemented that was mandatory or mandated by the government that you purchase it. The only thing in the history of the world.
Yeah.
And, again, look at this Medicare for All. That's that perfect world thing. They have decided that it would cost $93 trillion, and there's not that much money on Earth.
No.
I mean, you know, somebody need to get Abacus and check this out.
Everything I talk about is trying to get ready for the future. We had a time machine. We went back in time and we saw all these disasters. We're going to have disasters. We're going to have good times. We're going to have booms and busts, you know, until we finally blow up, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Whatever that is in the future. But you don't know where those booms and busts are. You don't know where the boom and the bust is.
Right.
You just know. So why not make money in the boom, but when it goes bust, you still keep your money? One of the ways I explain this is like playing blackjack.
Mm-hmm.
People say, well, I don't know, you know. Well, let's admit it. You might know a little bit about blackjack, okay?
I know you have to do 21.
Yes. So let's say we change one of the rules of blackjack. Everything else is the same.
Uh-huh.
And the rule is every time you win, you get 50 to 70% of your gain. And every time you lose, you don't have to pay the dealer. How long will you play?
Oh, fire up the jet, boys. We're going to Vegas.
That's the program we have. The program is every time the market goes up, you get 50 to 70% or more sometimes. But every time it goes down, you don't have to lose.
Now, if you've got questions about this, and I know you do, 279-7431, that's the number you call to set up an appointment with David, and you can sit down with him, and he will tell you everything you need to know about your retirement, your funds, your what you want to set up for the kids, how you're going to leave a legacy, that kind of thing. But if you have a question like Miss Daisy had just a minute ago, you can call him and be live on the air with him right now at 272-9228.
That's right.
272-9228. We need like a, you know, Rich Thomas has got like a bobblehead thing. We need to get us some David Ernest bobbleheads.
I don't know.
And he's standing there holding a big sack of money, and yeah, that's what we need to do.
Oh, man, you got an imagination.
We're going to take a short break just for a moment so we can.
Yeah, I need to whip my whistle
there
here.
There you go. I thought I saw you had a whistle over there. And we'll be right back with more Health and Wealth with David Ernest.
Mark your calendars for October the 26th. That's the Saturday before Halloween, because we're having a monster smash at 8125 Decker Lane. Bouncy houses, trunk or treat, free pizza from Folcarelli's Pizza, special haircut prices from the Man Cave, sponsored in part by Ernest Financial. All you have to do is show up at 8125 Decker Lane, October 26th from noon until 5.
Oh, hey, man.
Hey, Elvis.
Oh, you want this to be really scary?
Yeah, we can stand to scare it up a little bit. Can you help me out?
All right, yeah, man. Check this out.
A home. Boom.
Thanks, Elvis.
No problem, man. Just TCB, you know me.
Did I mention you could win a free membership to Anytime Fitness?
And Elvis will be there, too.
And we'll have a big TV set up so you don't miss the game.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
That's Saturday, October 26th, from noon until 5. Call 279-7431 for more information. Sponsored in part by Ernest Financial.
Is your money working for you? Would you like higher returns with lower risks? David Ernest of Ernest Financial Retirement Rollovers has custom-tailored strategies. With over 30 years in the industry, let him help you achieve your dreams. Ernest Financial, where they are always earnest about your money. Visit retirewithernest.com or call 279-7431. That's 279-7431. Ernest Financial.
Are you thinking ahead to your retirement? Well, you should be. Write this number down. 334-279-7431. That will put you in direct contact with asset preservationist David Ernest. For nearly 40 years, David has helped people just like you plan ahead for retirement. Call David today at 334-279-7431. He'll be earnest with your money. 334-279-7431.
Welcome back to the program. It is the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest, the 60-minute program that often delivers, 63, 64 minutes of information. I don't know how we do it, but we do. David Ernest is an asset preservationist. 30 years plus experience. He can take care of your money. And we have a phone call, David.
All right.
This is a mysterious call. I wish I had some mysterious music. It's Lady Anonymous is on the phone.
Lady Anonymous?
Lady Anonymous.
All right. That sounds mysterious.
Are you there, lady?
Yes, I am.
There she is. Well, what's your question?
Okay. I was kind of calling in regards to what Miss Daisy had said, how older people are taxed so much.
Uh-huh.
And my husband and I kind of fall into that situation. He's retired on a Social Security disability because he's had a lot of health problems. And we're, like y'all said last night, 36% of the people, I listen to y'all all the time, haven't planned for retirement. Okay. Uh-huh. I'm still working. I have a retirement through my company. I work for a nonprofit. So I have, it's an annuity retirement, but I can't, you know, touch it until I leave work. I'm 65 right now. I'll be 66 next September.
Mm-hmm.
And I know I'd be my full retirement age, and I know where she's coming from because we've been hit with these taxes because I don't make a lot of money, but I make decent money. And because we're married and filing jointly, you know, his Social Security, you know, we get taxed a big chunk of that, half of it. And, you know, and I've heard David say many times, what did he say? There was like 1,200 ways to file for Social Security or something like that. And
I think he did say that, yeah.
Yeah, I listened to him all the time.
Well, thank you.
And I was wondering, do I need to come? Because really, since I don't have a whole lot of retirement, I was wondering that when I turn 66, if I could just go ahead and start drawing my retirement. But then I think about all of those taxes I'm going to have to pay, and I just wondered, is there a way to shelter that?
There can be. We have to sit down and look at your situation and see what we can come up with for your retirement monies. There's all kinds of things that could be done to mitigate taxes, but you're not going to get completely out of them unless your tax bracket drops below a certain number, and then you don't have to pay.
Right, it's going to be like 34, I know.
Yeah.
But, and I know what I was kind of thinking at my work, we also have a tax-deferred annuity program.
Right, right.
And I was wondering
Do they have a 401k Roth?
No, it's just they pay a percentage of my salary into retirement, so I do have some there.
Yeah.
But I have the opportunity to contribute to a tax deferred annuity, which is what a
You got 401ks, you got 403bs if you're with a nonprofit. A lot of times those are 403bs, and those are tax sheltered annuities. That's what it sounded like. You must be working for a nonprofit.
I
believe you did. Okay, so that's a 403b. Let me tell you what you got to be careful about with 403bs. Now, I have been talking about this on air a lot because it really, really, really concerns me. If you don't cold turkey retire from your job and you're not at least 70 and a half years old, the 403Bs that I have been running across here in Montgomery, and I'm not going to name them because, you know, it's probably not good to name them, but the organizations, they have the hospitals, they have a lot of the teachers and stuff. I've had all these people come to me a lot of times and say, I can't draw my money out. And I say, why? And they say, because I still work one day a month. So the 403B has a flaw in it. This is my view of it. The flaw is they have a legal way to hang on to your money and not let you draw any out, don't let you roll it over or anything else, unless they put in their documents that you can take the money out after, say, like 59 and a half. Legally, they could put it in their documents. That's the federal law. But they can also put in their documents that they don't have to do it until you're 70 and a half if you still work. And that phrase, if you still work, is taken very seriously, because if you still work one day a month, you still work, and they say, ha-ha, we keep your money. So I'm trying to give you some advice, Miss Anonymous.
Lady Anonymous.
Oh, sorry about that. Just be careful about how you retire. So you can come and talk to me, and I'll help you with this. It won't be any cost at all.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Is this something that you could help me with?
Yes, ma'am. I'd be glad to do that. But I just wanted to put that in there because I wanted other people to hear that, because there's a lot of people out there with 403Bs, and they need to know how to maneuver around that. Ha-ha, we got you.
Now, you know the phone number, 279-7431.
Yes,
ma'am.
You call
and set up that appointment, and, you know, you just go ahead and tell a Lady Anonymous when you come. But when you come in, you got to give your real name now.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you.
Thank you, Lady Anonymous. Appreciate it.
Bless her.
Thank you.
Lady Anonymous going undercover to give us a call.
I mean, she doesn't really want to. I get it. Listen, in this world, sometimes you just want to be extra careful, you know?
Mm-hmm. I'm just worried about the guys that call in and say they're
Lady Anonymous. Black helicopters out here all the time, like you said. One might be hovering around us. We just gave out some information that maybe the 403B people don't want us to. Listen, I believe in full disclosure, but I also believe in full exposure. In other words, not the one we're back
to.
I'm talking about, you know, when things are not quite right, let's just tell it like it is. Let people know what's wrong with the system. Now, we all know what's wrong with the Elizabeth Warren and Bernie, all that. This is a conservative radio show. But there's a lot of things, you know, you got to be careful out there.
Mm-hmm.
They'll take your money.
They will.
They'll keep your money. They got all kinds, and, you know, the regulatory people can only do so much.
Yeah, I hope we don't disappear, like, at night, you know, just poof, we're gone, you know.
And I have to say this. The regulatory people, thank you guys. Y'all do a great job for trying to protect us. I'm all behind you 100%. Love you guys. Y'all deserve much more than you get for trying to protect the old people and the people with the retirement plans and all those crooks out there that are trying to steal money from the, you know, the mom and pops. But I just wish more could be done. You know, this stuff where they call in from Africa and they get their money, or they steal their Social Security. Well, there's so many things we could be doing, you know, stealing your Social Security number. It's just on and on and on, you know. Selling unregistered securities. This is crazy stuff. We need protection. Thank you, guys. Attaboy. Keep doing it.
That's like my mom got a call the other day, and it was a young man. Hey, Grandma, I'm in jail. Help me. Well, she said she thought about it a minute. Well, my nephew does not call her grandma. And it was some guy trying to run a scam, trying to get my mom to send money to get him out of jail, supposedly. And she told him, she said, you know, if you're smart enough to get these phone numbers and figure all this stuff out, you're smart enough to get a job and go to work.
Ain't that the truth?
And my mama was all over him.
I'm telling you, she's a wise woman.
272-9228 if you have a question for David Ernest.
She needs to call back in for that pizza.
Well, I asked her about that, and she said she didn't want to get in the drawing.
Well, that's okay. Focarelli's pizza, you know, is real good pizza, and then somebody else will eat it.
We should give it away to ourselves one night, and maybe they bring it out here and would.
We need to come up with a name. Somebody anonymous, and we'll get a new pizza. Get our own free pizza.
We'd like a free pizza. And it's 6:40 now. If you have a question for David, 272-9228. Remember, David's got a website, too. It's retirewithernest.com. You can go over there and check out his website. There is a Facebook page, Health and Wealth with David Ernest. You can look at that. And, of course, there's a link there
to the YouTube channel. It's got a lot of our older shows on there and funny bits and serious stuff. And that's all free.
Oh,
all of it's free. And you can go look at that. But calling 279-7431, that's free as well. No obligation,
right.
That kind of thing.
No.
Could help you out a lot.
Absolutely. Free consultation.
Yes.
Been doing that
indeed.
For a long time.
Indeed. And, we're the only radio show in town that I know of. I know on this station that actually has a working time machine.
And, it's kind of scary, though, to be able to go back and look at all those things.
Yeah, but I think about it, though. How many times have you thought to yourself, man, if I could go back and just fix that, if I could go back and just take a left instead of a
maybe
right.
Maybe it'll create a paradox. I don't know.
You might do it. I don't know. That's the thing, though. Time travel, you shouldn't go to the past because you might do something to... Disturb the timeline. They said you could travel forward.
Yeah.
Because you couldn't mess nothing up.
But you
up.
Got Trump. Uh-huh. Trump's trying to fix things right now in the present.
Uh-huh.
And, when we look into the future and now into the past, we can see, like, the deregulation has helped everything and all these different things. He knows, and he's getting a lot of flack for it, he knows that these things need to be done because a lot of taxes kills business. A lot of regulation can kill business. It can also hurt the regulatory people. They get overloaded.
Mm-hmm.
They need to be doing the stuff that needs to be done. They don't need to be running around trying to make the economy crash or to we need to strengthen the economy. And when you lower taxes in the right brackets and you do these things, the economy grows, and then all these things we want, we make them come true because we build wealth. And that's what we're all about. We're wealth builders. We're future wealth builders. And we're future, beautiful, great futures for everyone is what we want to build.
Mm-hmm.
And when you start putting a load on a horse, on a workhorse, eventually you keep loading that thing up, it's going to fall down. But if you pet that horse and you feed it right and you don't load it down, you might have a golden palomino, and you just might have something that'll win that Kentucky Derby. That's what we're looking for.
There you go.
We don't want a horse that'll fall down.
And speaking of time travel and paradoxes and all that, one of the best stories is a short story by Ray Bradbury. I think they made it into a movie. It's called The Sound of Thunder. And they fix this thing up where people can go back in time. And what they do is somebody goes back and they find, like at 3:30, there's a stegosaurus walking through the jungle and a tree falls on him and kills him.
Uh-oh.
Okay, so you go back at 3:25 and you get to shoot the stegosaurus because he's going to die anyway. And it's how somebody goes back.
That sounds sort of like the Democrats. Just might as well tax them because they're going to spend the money anyway.
Exactly.
So let's spend it for them.
But anyway,
I don't think I like that.
Just shows how little it can do how little you can do to actually upset the timeline. And I think they made another movie off of that concept called The Butterfly Effect.
Oh.
I think that Ashton Kutcher guy was in there.
Uh-huh.
But, I think you and I just talked about that last night. I love those kind of movies.
Oh, yeah, that stuff's pretty cool.
You know, like when the Flintstones went forward in time and met the Jetsons?
I didn't see that one.
It happened. It really happened.
Wow.
It was, and I think the Jetsons went back and met the Flintstones, too. They kind of, it was a crossover.
That's interesting. Yeah.
I'm not making that up.
No.
It really happened.
Seeing the little flying car now?
Astro.
Yeah. No, not Astro.
Yeah, Astro was the little...
Dino.
Yeah, he was...
Astro's in the car... with his feet on the ground, Dino is up in the air.
Was a dogosaurus, I think is what they called it. 272-9228, if you would love to give us a call or like to give us a call. And if you're just out and about and you're hungry, our buddy Greg Budell is over at Baumhauer's now. They ought to be pretty much kicking that into high gear over there right now.
Yes.
Just go over there and give them a slap on the back and an attaboy
for... The Knights of the Round Table.
Yes. Go over there and give him good words for things he's doing on the radio.
That's right. He's does a great job. We love following Greg because Greg really, really, really has a following, and that doesn't hurt us at all.
And he always sweeps up before he leaves.
I know.
He's got his little dustpan in here.
Yeah, and he's sweeping everything.
Well, I think we're going to take another short break. We'll come back, and we will take more calls if time allows.
Yeah, call me about your 401Ks, your 403Bs, your IRAs, your insurance, whatever, your Medicare. We're in the Social Security and Medicare thing here. We're right in the time where people are signing up for their Medicare Advantage plans and their Medicare supplements. You know, call me.
There you go. 272-9228. We'll be right back with more of the Health and Wealth Show on 93.1 WACV.
Mark your calendars for October the 26th. That's the Saturday before Halloween, because we're having a monster smash at 8125 Decker Lane. Bouncy houses, trunk or treat, free pizza from Folcarelli's Pizza, special haircut prices from the Man Cave, sponsored in part by Earnest Financial. All you have to do is show up at 8125 Decker Lane, October 26th from noon until 5.
Oh, hey, man.
Hey, Elvis.
Oh, you want us to be really scary?
Yeah, we can stand to scare it up a little bit. Can you help me out?
All right, yeah, man. Check this out.
A homo, a homo, a homo. Boom.
Thanks, Elvis.
No problem, man. Just TCB, you know me.
Did I mention you could win a free membership to Anytime Fitness?
And Elvis will be there, too.
And we'll have a big TV set up so you don't miss the game.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
That's Saturday, October 26th, from noon until 5. Call 279-7431 for more information. Sponsored in part by Earnest Financial.
Is your money working for you? Would you like higher returns with lower risks? David Earnest of Earnest Financial Retirement Rollovers has custom-tailored strategies. With over 30 years in the industry, let him help you achieve your dreams. Earnest Financial, where they are always earnest about your money. Visit retirewithearnest.com or call 279-7431. That's 279-7431. Earnest Financial.
Are you thinking ahead to your retirement? Well, you should be. Write this number down. 334-279-7431. That will put you in direct contact with asset preservationist David Earnest. For nearly 40 years, David has helped people just like you plan ahead for retirement. Call David today at 334-279-7431. He'll be earnest with your money. 334-279-7431.
Welcome back to the Health and Wealth Show, the 60-minute program that tells you all about your money. And David Earnest is like a pointing hound dog right now. He is pointing at that phone. We get excited when we get calls and stuff. David, you kind of take it for a minute, and I'll get the phone, and we'll get them on the air.
All right.
How about that?
Sounds great.
Boy, you look like a...
I see a call coming
in.
I thought we
were out hunting or something. I know it. Bird dog
sort
in
of like
there.
The, hey, you know, some of these dogs can point right at it.
You were good, too.
I'm pointing at the phone there. We've been talking about retirement plans and taxes and how to do, strategies and things like that, and how bad it is if you're drawing Social Security and it reduces your taxes. I mean, the taxes reduce it, should I say, and ways that you can draw off your retirement plans to help that, make it last, make it not run out, all these different things we can talk about. If you call me at 279-7431, be glad to sit down, you complimentary, and talk about these things.
You ain't going to ever believe who's on the
radio. I don't know him.
And only in the South.
Yeah.
Could a man turn to somebody on the radio and say, you ain't going to believe who's on the phone.
Who's on the phone?
It's Rick Bargery, your buddy.
Rick! Come on, Rick.
How are you, sir? You good tonight?
Hey, fantastic. So glad you called. I want to brag about you.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah. How's things going, Rick?
We are going real well. We just had some information we wanted to pass on to you guys and Elvis that have on good authority. I've got some witches flying in, and on the 26th at your gala party, they will be doing a witches dance.
Really?
So we wanted to pass on to you and everybody that make sure they come out and see you guys in a... Come and watch the witches perform out there for a little bit at the gala party on the 26th.
I'm not going to get turned into a frog or anything, am I?
No,
but I wouldn't bet against it.
Man. I better bring a change of clothes.
Well, so Witches That Dance. That sounds fantastic, Rick. I'm a little leery of it, but at the same time, I'm excited. I think everyone will come to see that, because not only will they see that, but they'll see a lot of other things. We got some band. We got a band there. Bobby Moore and the Rhythm Aces will be there. We've got a really, really, really good. I need to say this. Slap Out Bob will be there.
No,
Slap Out Bob. Do you know Slap Out Bob, Rick?
Slap Out Bob. Well, I believe so.
Slap Out Bob is the saxophone player.
Oh, yeah.
Slap Out Bob. And let's see, who else? Bobby Bourne Rhythms.
Elvis.
Slap Out Bob. Oh, yeah, Elvis. Elvis is coming.
That's right, man. I'll be there.
Yeah, he's just kind of waiting off in the background.
There you go. But Witches, man, this is getting better and better. And Candy will be there, too.
I hope to have at least three witches will be there performing a witches ritual dance. They are performing this week here for different charities, and so we got them to hopefully fly into us for that Saturday performance.
Bringing their broom and their brew, huh?
The brooms, the whole nine yards.
Well, I can't wait. You know, I went to a place one time to see that ritual dance, and the place got raided before they could start. So, I don't know. I hope this ain't quite that racy.
Well, we hope not. I don't know. But if you need a preview, at our previous location, we will be doing this Saturday night. Hopefully it don't rain out.
All right,
up there at the lake. At the lake.
Well,
yes.
give us the address, Rick, and we'll let you broadcast it there. Go ahead,
if you would like.
I don't want to get in trouble there.
How about they just call David and he can give it to them?
I'm going to refer them to Rick.
Okay,
I don't want to get in trouble either. But so the witches are coming with their brew and their brooms, and it's going to be great. And children are coming for their candy, and we're going to have a great, great PA, disc jockey, karaoke guy there. I think his name's Rick.
Oh, okay.
I think so. We are all ready to go.
You know what karaoke means in Japanese, don't you?
Sing loudly.
No. Can't sing.
Sometimes, just sing louder.
Yeah, sometimes you get karaoke, folks. Their heart's in the right place, but...
I know.
Just sing louder.
All right. Well, hey, Rick, we're looking forward to seeing you. Cool. Thanks for calling us, man.
Thank you for that information, Rick. We're looking forward to it.
We were excited to be there, looking forward to it much. I just wanted to pass that on once I got it confirmed that we got it all lined up.
Yeah,
all
hopefully right. We'll have good weather.
Okay.
Thanks a lot, man.
Thank you, Rick.
See you there. Okay, thanks now.
All right, bye-bye. How about that? We got witches coming.
Witches are coming now.
Man, that's all right.
Oh, man.
Man, this thing's...
We got to have some people coming. Hopefully the weather will be good.
Yeah, I'm going to make some phone calls to some folks I know with young kids and tell them, look, you know, bring your kids out. It's all free.
And
you might get to see some witches. I'm curious about this myself.
We're going to have trunk or treat there. You know, they're going to have a lot of things dressed up for Halloween.
Uh-huh.
You know, Halloween is on a school night this time.
Yeah.
And it makes, you know, makes it rough for the parents.
Mm-hmm.
To have to take them around and have to get up in the morning.
Uh-huh.
But this is on a Saturday. Now, I know it's going to be rough on the Alabama and Auburn fans, but look, we're going to try to have some televisions out there. And, of course, you know, you can always listen to the radio. You know, you're mm-hmm. listening to it now.
Let's see, they both had their bye weeks, Alabama and Auburn, right?
That's right.
So we know they'll be playing.
Yeah.
But I don't know what time yet, but during the time.
Probably about 2:30.
But we'll do our best to cover that up you can see the games.
And the kids will love you for it.
Oh, yeah.
They're going to be bouncy houses.
And, you know, Mom and Dad will love it, too, because it's free.
Free. And they'll get some coupons from the Man Cave and
uh-huh.
Rochelle's Salon and the other salons there. And Anytime Fitness will be giving away free gym memberships and free candy and all kinds of different things will be given away.
It's just going to be lots of fun.
And we're going to have a remote there.
I was about to say.
Do we know who it's going to be at the
moment? No. Blue Water will be out there.
Blue Water will be there. Yeah.
I don't know. They talked about Dr. Sam. And I understand he is going to come dressed as Dr. Sam. Now,
no.
A lot of people would pay to see that. Because that's just the kind of guy he is. You know, he's Dr. Sam.
Yeah.
I've been knowing, oh, my Lord, I've known Sam. He was an intern. He was an intern when I knew him first.
Really?
Yeah.
Man, you're going back there.
Oh, man, you know, we're just about out of time.
I know. And thank you guys for calling in. Do we have time for one more call?
If somebody calls.
If you call right now.
I mean, you got to call.
You can get it jammed in right in there. You can get that pizza today.
In the next 15 seconds.
Yeah.
Seriously.
The next 15 seconds. Yes. Yes. The next 15 seconds, you can get going twice, going three times, four times. Well, you can carry it on.
Okay. Well, I want to thank everybody for tuning in tonight and everybody that called in. That's always a lot of fun.
It's a lot of fun.
Remember, call David Ernest, 279-7431. We'll be back tomorrow night with another live program. I believe Friday we're going to be off. You've been called away to some big conference or something somewhere, right?
It's called the beach.
Oh, the beach conference. Yes, that's always conference. Yes. So you're going to be going to that. So we'll be a rerun on Friday.
Oh, we got some good stuff there.
It's a song about money.
ABBA.
Yes, sir. See you next time on the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest.
Seems to be a single penny left for me. That's too bad. In my dreams, I have a plan. If I got me a wealthy man, I wouldn't have to work at all. I'd fool around and have a ball. To be free, I bet you wouldn't.